VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Venezuela's elected President Nicolas Maduro has rejected international demands to call new elections. The political crisis in his country is deepening days after the opposition leader claimed himself interim president. In an interview with CNN Turk aired on Sunday, Maduro rejected an ultimatum given to him by a number of European countries to hold elections within 8 days or they would recognize 35-year-old opposition leader Juan Guaido as president. Two consecutive bombs went off minutes apart from each other at a Roman Catholic cathedral on the southern Philippine island of Jolo, killing dozens of people and wounding more than 100 others during a Sunday Mass. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Witnesses said the first blast inside the Jolo Cathedral in the provincial capital sent churchgoers, some of them wounded, to stampede out of the main door. Army troops and police posted outside were rushing in when the second bomb went off about 1 minute later near the main entrance, causing more deaths and injuries. The military has been investigating a report that the second explosive device could have come from a parked motorcycle next to the church. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the latest attack.
Jolo is situated in a mostly Muslim region of the predominantly Catholic Philippines. The area is home to the Islamist militant group Abu Sayyaf, which has been blamed for a number of deadly bombings. A hotel wall collapsed during a wedding celebration in Peru on Sunday, killing at least 15 people. The National Civil Defense Chief said dozens of people who'd been dancing were caught under the collapsing wall and a roof early Sunday at the Alhambra Hotel in the Andean city of Abancay in southern Peru. This is VOA News. Brazilian officials on Sunday resumed the search for hundreds of missing people after a massive dam collapsed on Friday. At least 37 people have been confirmed dead, 250 are still missing and feared dead. The search was suspended for several hours Sunday over fears that a second dam was at risk of breaching. Egypt hosted the embattled Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Sunday, saying it supports stability in the country, which is now undergoing popular demonstrations against al-Bashir's 29-year rule. Differing opinions were expressed Sunday about the indictment of President Trump's aide and friend Roger Stone. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Stone's indictment charges him with 7 felonies, including witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. But Stone says he has done nothing wrong.
All I did was take publicly available information and try to hype it to get it as much attention as possible.
Stone has predicted his vindication. However, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says prosecutors have a strong case against Stone.
These are very specific allegations of lies and witness intimidation. They're matters that will be easily provable.
Both Stone and Schiff appeared on ABC's This Week.
Aides to President Trump on Sunday challenged opposition Democrats to prove they want tough security on the southern border with Mexico. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said, "No one wants another government shutdown. It's not a desired outcome. It's still better to get the barrier funding through Congress."
Yeah, I think he actually is. Keep in mind, he's willing to do whatever it takes to secure the border. He does take this very seriously. This is a serious humanitarian and security crisis. And as President of the United States, he takes the security of the nation as his highest priority.
A man suspected in 2 shootings that left 5 people dead in Louisiana has been arrested in Virginia. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The sheriff of Richmond County, Virginia, says Dakota Terrio was arrested when he showed up at his grandmother's house Sunday morning. The 21-year-old is alleged to have killed 3 people in Louisiana Saturday morning before going to his parents' house in a neighboring parish and killing them. Ascension Parish Sheriff Bobby Weber told reporters Terrio's father was still alive but gravely injured when deputies reached the scene.
We was able to get a dying declaration from him. Only enough information to let us know that it was his son that committed this act.
Richmond County Sheriff Stephen Smith says it was also enough to scare Terrio's grandmother into spending the night in a hotel and ask law enforcement to check her home Sunday morning.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.